Another powerful deposit is patience and persuasion, rather than physical force and coercion. You see, there are so many ways that you can influence people. The traditional influence is called, I'll give you this if you'll give me this. It's kind of a fairness principle. You know, I did this for you. Will you clean this? Will you do this? Will you do this? Another very traditional approach is just simply the use of power. The use of position power, the use of money power, the use of physical power, the use of whatever power, so that you come in with something that is strong and you have the power to make it happen. Now, it happens. It's efficient. You can usually get your way. The problem is, in the use of that kind of power, force, coercion, you have, in a sense, violated a relationship, a person, and also built more dependency in you on that power. Patience, softness, kindness, gentleness, showing great love in every possible way, using some persuasion, but when that doesn't work, don't be hard on them. If they do violate or they seem to do something that in their minds was wrong, and you know that in their minds it was wrong, you may have to give a little more direct feedback. And they may feel a little offended at the moment, but then you show forth afterwards more and more kindness and patience and love to them, because they perhaps knew in their heart what had happened. You don't want to become violent or something like that, but you may reprove them pretty sharply sometimes when a situation would require it. But that is very, very occasional, very infrequent. That's why this is an extremely important deposit.